I feel like Madonna with one of these on. I said, I feel like Madonna with one of these on. Right, hello everybody. Back again for another wonderful meeting. Is everyone ready? Okay, we can hold on for a minute. Figured with the spam thing, if you can't beat it, join in. Are you ready? Okay, right. Well, I take it that you are already now. All right. First off, we'll just recap from our last meeting, which was we got together just to basically decide on, well, to talk about what it is that we were actually supposed to be doing and who we all are and stuff like that. Get a bit more of an idea together of what's going on. What we're going to talk about in this meeting is now that we know what it is that we're doing, now we know that it's a TV remote and stuff, and you guys have just been off doing some R&D for that. That's research and development for those that haven't heard that before. So I'm learning all sorts of new terms and technology today. Yeah, I'm gonna hear your three little presentations, whether they be on computer or on the whiteboard or whatever you want. I'd like to hear or I'd like to hear who's on the from Catherine, actually, first. And what I'd like to hear about is if we finally decided on what sort of energy we're going to be using, and it's just yeah, let's hear from you first. Get yourself in position. I don't think any of us remember the 50s.
Provision of energy, which is used on some watches these days. So if you have just a bit of gentle
So now the solar panel things, do they have to work from the sun or can they work from a light bulb? Does anybody know? Okay. Hmm. Okay. Totally good. What's a double curved one? Okay. So that might be an idea of using the rubber, but then it's a, you know. Yeah. Can th when a TV program's got, when you're watching a match and your team's just lost, you can fuzz it across the room and it'll bounce off the wall back at you. Yeah, I like that idea. Rubber, we're all going, we're all liking that idea. You think you can market that? Ooh, we like rubber. Ooh. Well, we're gonna go. I think we've decided that it's gonna be a rubber case, so. Rubber push buttons instead of the wheel. Rubble double double. I'll have a Big Mac, please. Let's have rubber push buttons, hey. Yeah. Chip on print. Chip on print includes an infrared sender. Okay, what I'm not understanding here is okay, advanced chip on print, which I presume is like one PCB, and that's got all the electronics on one board, including the infrared sender, right? What alternatives do we have to that? What alternatives do we have to the chip on print? So it sounds. So why would we not go for that? If it's something that's inside the unit, it doesn't affect whether the customer's going to buy it or not. We want to go for, and it all so long as it works, you know. So let's not bother with the chip on print. Yeah. Yeah, push buttons. What about what? Well, what do we need a speaker for in the remote control unit? Yeah, it's not something that we want to go into with this product. Yeah. 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 Basic battery. It's cheap, it's cheerful, it's worked, does work. We were going with the later with the RSI rubber, weren't we? The double whopper, please. We're going for the simple buttons. Yeah, it's cheapest all round. It sounds kind of funky, and we can also market it as because we were saying you're saying earlier in your research that the people have the people were getting the complaining of RSI, and this is anti RSI. So that's another marketing point that we can use. But anything's going to have buttons. Even if it's a jog wheel, it's still repetitive. You can still get it does you still get repetitive strain injury whether you're pressing a button or pressing a flat bit of screen. It's the fact that you're pressing the same doing the same movement. It's not actually what you're doing. But the fact that this rubber is actually used in these anti RSI specific. Yeah.
Yeah, so they can sit there and like not be watching TV, should be on the screen.
And you know, yeah, you can fuzz it across the room. Throw it at your children. Yeah. Okay, Gabriel, let's hear from you about the interface.
Some of what I have to say ties into what Catherine was just talking about.
Great.
So basically, I consulted with our manufacturing division. It sounded like Catherine was also speaking with them. I also took Risa's marketing findings from the last meeting into consideration, because I think that's crucial as far as what keys we're going to include, what buttons we're going to include, and how they lay it out. And so the manufacturing division sent some samples interface components that they might be interested in using that have been used in other products, like the coffee machine. So I already mentioned the speech recognition interface. So I guess we basically vetoed that idea. It's pointless. It's just a sample sensor, sample output. It'll just be probably the most expensive part of our remote without any actual interesting functionality as far as operating the TV. So yeah, they also give the they suggested the idea of using a spinning wheel like you use on the side of a MP3 player like iPod. So we've already addressed that, and I think that would actually be worse for something like RSI. I mean, you've got that dummy in the back
Yeah.
that's probably doing. The other suggestion, and I have a feeling we're interested in something more general, but they suggested going a little bit into a niche, like either gearing a remote towards kids where you could have a lot of colors. The keys might be funny or playful in some way. Or something for the elderly where the remote's very large and the buttons are very large and there's only a few buttons. But we can discuss this, but it sounded like from our last meeting we really wanted something that was general but done well.
Yeah.
So the key layout and design are really crucial. You want people to be able to quickly access the buttons that they use a lot without always pressing the wrong one. And I didn't mention it in the other product in our last. I can give you an example here of good layout and bad layout. From our manufacturing department. So this would be an example of bad layout where you have one button
Yeah.
upside down, but they have a B on both of them. So
Yeah.
it's sort of confusing for the user.
Do we have an example of a good one?
A giant remote that's impossible to lose.
Brilliant.
Oh, and for something for kids.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think my personal preferences are, we've all kind of talked about, seem to be on the same page. So I was against the speech recognition and against going towards anything in a niche sense. I think it should be more general. Spinning wheel or the LC display were kind of crucial for us. And yeah, that's it for me.
Okay, well let's so what are our definite decisions on this then as a team? The interface type we're going for.
So we're not going to have any sort of display. I think
Just a
it's just going to be
simple straight set of
straight
buttons.
set of buttons. I think we should have a limited number of buttons, ideally
Yeah.
a power channel up, channel down, volume up, volume
Yeah.
down, numerical keypad. And some sort of, it will either have a lock button like we mentioned or a cover or something.
Yeah.
I guess it's to the point where we need to decide.
Okay, and we're not. Yeah, wouldn't.
Now that we've
Are
decided
we
on
gonna? Are we decided on whether? we're going to supplement it with anything, you know, colors or particular gimmicky bits to it. We're not, we're just going to go for something. Yeah, okay. Okie Yeah, I don't have any other questions on this. Let's move over to. Yeah, sure. It let's be a. Yeah, the button that just does that, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, why should people buy this when they've already got a remote that came with the TV? What's that mean? Okay, now the trouble is we've already decided that we're going with the stuff that works already, that's cheap. Yeah. Maybe we could, of course they do. 100%, that's your first thing. You go, oh, I'm not going to buy that because I don't know if it works or not. Okay, well, what do you two think about this? Yeah, what? I don't understand what. Yeah, and then this is just. Gonna you, all this is being used for is your television. It would that would mean you'd need a television that has Bluetooth in it, which no television does it? That would mean we'd have to make a television as well. No, that would be your telephone syncing in with your television. Yeah, and y no, the television would have to be a Bluetooth compatible, basically, and there is no such thing. Okay. Okay, but yeah, that's very good. And this is all tying in very nicely. The fact that it's made out of this rubber, we can throw it about. That we should encourage people to throw their remote controls about because it charges itself up by doing it. But yeah, by the squeezing it, the yeah. That's a great idea. Well done.
Vegetables are like the theme for cloths, shoes, and furniture. So next year people will be buying. I found this funny. You know, strawberry shaped chairs.
Yeah. I want to watch the Pineapple Channel. Well, spongy, that's where we got it. Yeah, we're ahead of the game there. Okay. All right, yeah, no, this is good. So through all that, right, we're gonna go back to going with the kinetic thing. That's great. Using the spongy rubber that we were talking about, that's anti-RSI. You can, as you squeeze it, you're not only therapeuticizing yourself, you are charging the batteries. And I'm not sure about the buttons being in the shape of fruit though. Oh, veg there. Yeah, this is true. Well, okay, it seems like the only thing that we haven't really finally agreed on is its image. Like, yeah, we're saying no, we don't want it to be fruit and vegetables, but we don't know what it should be. Or like, we're going, yeah, it should look slick, but what do we mean by slick, sort of thing. I mean, you said earlier on that it should be funky. Keep it clean, keep it clean. Bright, but not too bright. Like the volume buttons should be all the same color, and the channel button should be one color, and stuff like that. Do you mean? Okay. What do you? Okay. Yeah, I mean we've Yeah. It's the remote controlled tomato. Yeah. Well, it's just got to be chew proof, yeah. So what do you say? Maybe we should market it in different colors for different. So we could do like the pink range, the blue range, the green range, the. Well, that can be down to a bit of market researching, you know. That's easy enough to find out what colours are more popular. Okay. All right. Well, all right. That's what we're gonna aim to get together by the next meeting then. Is from you, Catherine. You're going to be working on the look and feel design. Gabrielle, you're going to be working on, come up with the user interface design. And basically, you two are going to be working together on this. You won't be going off to your separate offices. And I think you're going to get a chance to play with some clay. I think you're actually going to, come up. Be it for the next meeting, be able to come in and show us some physical ideas. Because at the moment, it's hard. We were kind of going, yeah, it's got to feel nice, it's got to look cool, and that it's, now we can actually start, some sort of physical something or other. And you're going to be working on the product evaluation. And I will be talking to the bosses basically, and fielding off some more spam and that's it really. Keeping things t well, it, you know, ho hopefully. Keeping things together. Yeah, that's. This is good. So we know for definite. We've now got some definite things going on. We definitely know how it's powered. We definitely know that it's going to be as simple buttons. We're not going to be going for the new technological chip on print, the expensive things. So we're keeping the costs down. It's this rubber casing that we can sell as fun and funky. Don't know of any other remote controls that are made out of this stuff. People are saying, oh, standard stuff gives you repetitive strain injury. Well, this remote control is designed to do the complete opposite. It's supposed to fix it rather than cause it. We're gonna as a sort of extra something on it, what extra things, other extra things this product have. We'll look into this lock key facility. I mean, whether or not it happens or is possible, I don't know, but something to look into. Okay, I think that's well done, everybody. Anyone have any questions? Everyone know what they're doing? Because if you don't, I'm sure you'll soon get an email about it. Okay, right, well, it's we're still a couple of minutes until our meeting's due to finish, but I got a note saying that you two were going to be working together, so before you all disappear off, just hold fire. I think it's yeah, I think it's going to be part more of a profit sharing on the product. Yeah, I think that's the way it's going to happen at the moment. Yeah. Yeah. I want to share in the space rocket. Did you see that this company has since made a spaceship? Yeah. 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 And the spaceship doesn't have the you'd think it'd have a massive R&R down the side of it, but I still want one. Okay, I've just had a sign flashing up saying finish the meeting. Yeah, it's not saying do anything in particular just yet, so maybe you should go back to your own offices. Yeah. Yeah, so you two.